are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that God is true. We know that you are faithful. We know that you always look after your children. You care for your children. You bless your children. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. And we're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to each one. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me. And all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease happen, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
On today's Way of Truth broadcast, we're going to share with you a message preached by the late Brother Rabe Arch, pastor of the Church of God in Grand Cayman. This broadcast message was aired earlier over Radio Cayman in the Cayman Islands, and we trust as we share it with you today, it will be a blessing to you.
Will you kindly turn with me to the General Epistle of Jude and read there two verses. Verses 20 and 21. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. The theme of what I'm going to talk today is the conditions of final perseverance. I feel sure I have observed many people believing that we are nearing the end of time. It does seem that things have made an awful change toward the end. And I would like today, if at all possible, to encourage the saints of God everywhere. As we are living, as I said, in the last days, elements are charged with discouragement. On every hand, the saint of God is fought. He is persecuted. He's hated. He's fought by the many spirits of darkness and evil. And Satan seems like he would have everyone, the very last one, under his control of evil and wickedness. But there are conditions our final perseverance that are revealed to us through these two verses of Scripture. And I would like you who are listening in today, not just merely tune in, stop cooking, stop fixing the tables, sit down by your radio and meditate with us for just these few minutes. For there are things more important than things pertaining to the physical. Every one of us that live today, and those who have died, and those who shall enter in the world after we are gone, shall stand before God. Dying is a reality. Living is a reality. But it's not all of life just to live. And it's not all of death just to leave out this old world and go. There is something to living and there is something to death. There is a reality in an experience of salvation. We are happy today that we are able to know enough of the truth to save our souls. Point one of my text, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. I'm sure those of you who are saved are well aware of the fact that we are justified by faith. We are justified by faith. Faith is our foundation. Faith is that anchor that keeps our minds and ourselves in Christ.
Amen.
We must build on that foundation.
Amen.
We must build on that foundation a godly character. A character that God is well pleased with. A holy life. Of course, I don't understand why intelligent people will criticize talking about living holy and a godly character, regardless of the masses that fight the truth. The truth is still true. You can trace it down all through the ages. God required holiness of men. Peter said, as it is written, you can find it down in the Old Testament as well. Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
So, holiness is a must. Godliness is a must. A character of purity is a must in order to make it through to heaven. Building up yourselves. I feel that if the world ever needed spiritual tonic, it's today. Most people seem so discouraged over situations. But faith in God can bring comfort, consolation, and that whatever is needed. Point two. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I feel inclined to say again that a saint of God prays from his heart, being prompted by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying as the Holy Ghost prompts. When he prompts. Such prayers cannot be ignored. I don't believe today that there has ever been a prayer prayed from the days of Adam until this very present moment in the Holy Ghost that has been ignored or not answered. God answers every prayer that is prayed in the Holy Ghost. Some prayers are delayed a little bit while our human desire and anxiety would have our prayers answered immediately. There is not always in the wisdom of God to answer just as we like. But however delayed, the answer comes. My beloved, don't be discouraged. If your prayers have not yet been answered, they are on the way.
Amen.
They must come. If you're praying the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now listen, brethren. I'm not talking about reading a prayer from a book. This is not conducive. These are the things that are bringing the work that's called religious work down to such a low ebb. Too many times men become the echoes of other people. Now to just merely read a prayer is just rehearsing some poet's poem. And this is not praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm not criticizing, but I'm trying to open your eyes, people, laymen of the church, deacons of the church, bishops of the church, pastors of the church. You should be ashamed of yourselves to read prayers from a book and expect your congregation to be more than just a mere form of godliness. Real prayer is praying from the heart.
Amen.
Being guided by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We have a scripture where the apostle says, we know not how we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings. So there is a help in the Spirit that every saint needs to follow. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Again I say, such prayers cannot be ignored. But mere form of godliness and the rehearsal of other prayers, this doesn't work. I'm afraid they can't go above the trees, what less into the courts of heaven. People learn to pray in the Holy Ghost. Congregation everywhere, learn to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And give yourselves over to the directions of the Holy Spirit, that your prayers or prayers may not be hindered or just mere nothing. Point three, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's our business now. I think sometimes we expect God to do more than He should be expected to do. Now, to keep in the love of God is our business. The Bible says, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's our business. We must do this. Live as love would prompt. I'm talking about keeping yourself in the love of God. Live as love would prompt you to live. In such a conduct that will not grieve God. You know, many times as I observe the living, we pelt the sinners awfully with that scripture, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of your redemption. Now that pertains to the redeemed. Redeemed people, you professors of religion, are you grieving God? Is the love of God flowing through you? This is your job. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Amen.
That's a demonstration, an exercise that's ours to do. Don't expect God to keep you. God has given you the gift of love if you're saved. And that gift of love must be preserved and kept by you. You are the master of that problem. You are the master of the problems. If you trust God, if you're saved, keep in the love of God.
Amen.
Don't grieve God. Watch how you live. Put your premium all in the love of God. Invest daily, constantly, as you feel yourself lacking. Yield yourself again, praying in the Holy Ghost, seeking the love of God. That's our duty. That's our business. Point four, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, mercy is that which we enjoy before the end. The mercy of God we must enjoy now. Looking for our Lord Jesus Christ, we are anticipating our constant look is in the skies. He shall soon come. The expectant look of faith. Faith has expectancy in it. That faith that will not waver. True faith does not waver. Holding fast the confidence without wavering, that yields great recompense of reward. There is a great reward at the end of faith for the person who trusts God.
Amen.
Beloved, faith is a reality. The Bible teaches that the just shall live by his faith, not by sight. The redeemed have a vision. The redeemed have a faith by which we should live. It is to my dabbling in this world's affair. It is faith for our salvation. It is faith for our sanctification. It is faith for our healing. What about an amen now? It is faith for our healing.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ has commissioned his church to heal the sick, to cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. My beloved, to just live a form of godliness and deny the power thereof is a waste of time. It is a waste of life. There is no life again to be compared with the life of Christianity, real Christianity. Bible, Holy Ghost, salvation is as good today as it was in the days of Paul and Peter. Now, beloved, let's strive, as Jesus said, to enter in. Strive. Remembering there's a recompense, a reward, awaiting the Christian. My beloved, the reward is not all, but there it is. Jesus said that the law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, every man presseth into it. I would have you to believe, my beloved, that we've got a perseverance to perform. Amen. If we don't persevere, we're going to be lost. Amen. We can't be thrown about and thrown about with every wind of doctrine. We must be stabilized. Amen. We must, in the declining age of time, consider the conditions of our final perseverance. Amen. In summing this thought, building up, praying in, keeping in, looking for. These are marvelous words. Amen. And to eliminate one would be cruel. But my beloved, we have an opportunity, and all is laid upon us to perform it and to perform it well. To build up ourselves on our most holy, H-O-L-Y, holy faith. That faith which is created by the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Give yourselves to the Spirit's leading. Amen. Keeping yourself in the love of God is your job to do. Looking for, anticipating that glorious day when our Lord Jesus Christ shall come to call His bride away. Paul tells us again in my closing, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Lord, teach us to pray. A form of words will not suffice. The heart must bring its sacrifice. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. To whom shall we, thy children, turn? Teach us the lesson we should learn. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. May God bless you, my beloved.
Somewhere
We trust that Brother Rabe's message has been a blessing to you, and we trust that our broadcast service is a blessing to you. And we invite you to write us. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We'd like to invite you to be a part of our congregation as our services are broadcast live over the Internet. Sunday morning begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And we invite you to be a part of our congregation. You may also listen to a number of our broadcasts, as we have an archive there of a number of them if you missed any. And now, this is Avani Craig, inviting you to tune in next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.